Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, Trailblazers played two games over the weekend.
Hey!
One in Seattle that I drove up for at 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Oy.
How was that? How was Pokemon night? Do you find... You
Pikachu?
Do you go and do the...
The Pokemon
catch them all? Go?
I did not. I did not catch them all, but Pokemon was very present. They had a bus full of merchandise outside.
Sick.
The arena was packed to the gills. All of the Northwest basketball royalty was out there. Mm. Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf, Dale Ellis, Lenny Wilkins, George Karl.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Luke Ridenour, who got booed because he put his Oregon O up, even though he played for the, you know, up there.
Sony.
Brandon Roy got put up there. And
hey.
Roaring ovation for Brandon. Pete Carroll was... courtside with John Schneider and
Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pete had a rock star effect.
Dude, he is a rock star.
So he was sitting two rows in front of us, and I reserved myself, did not go talk to the legend, the GOAT, and say thank you for some of the best years as a USC guy. But there was a, through the game, a steady, like, promenade of people going down and taking pictures. And he signed every autograph, took every picture.
Yeah. That reminds me of Roy Williams when he came up for PK-80.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was here, and, like, Roy, when North Carolina was there, he would stop and take pictures and talk to every kid that wanted a photo. Like, the guys who understand...
They get it.
...the diplomat aspect of their... of their presence in their careers. Like, you've got to connect with that next generation, whether you're going to be coaching them or not. Like, it's that pay it forward. Very few guys understand it that way.
Yeah. And so you had all of the Seahawks, you know, brass there. Jody Allen was there. Burt Kolb was there. Obviously Pete Carroll, John Schneider, Mike McDonald. And then you had all of the Kraken ownership, which
Crackheads unite.
The Kraken ownership group, along with some others, will be the ownership group for the new Seattle basketball team.
Okay. Ooh.
So that's
a little nuggy nug.
That right there was talk that there was going to be an announcement at the game, but that was shelved because they're waiting for the Celtics to sell.
Oh, they're waiting for I thought it was LeBron to retire so they can announce Vegas and Seattle at the same time.
Well, that's what they're kind of sorting through, because it sounds like Jeff Bezos might end up being the buyer for the Celtics. Which is a little interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So because Fenway Sports Group obviously has interest because Fenway. But that would mean that they would get the Vegas franchise.
All right.
So,
well, there we go.
But I think you're going to hear some announcements.
By the way, LeBron is part of Fenway Group.
Yes.
Yep.
Which he would have to divest if he wanted to be part of the Vegas ownership group that if Fenway got the Celtics.
Okay.
Spent all that time not talking about the Blazers. Blazers played up in Seattle against the Clippers. Looked okay at times.
They looked shorthanded because they were shorthanded,
were, yeah. Anthony Simons did not play. Shaden Sharpe did not play. Robert Williams III did not play.
Danny Avdija because of Yom Kippur.
And then you had no Matisse Thybulle because of a knee. I talked to Shaden. I posted a video from Shoot Around. He was getting shots up. I talked to him in the locker room before the game. Just like, hey, man, how are you actually doing? And Chase pretty honest about stuff. When he had the core injury, groin stuff last year, he was kind of gave me the
not gonna work.
I'm not doing good, man. This I was like, hey, you know, I feel getting, you know, some shots up. He's like, yeah, they cleared me to get shots up, so I'm gonna get shots up. So he was, I would say, confident that he would return within the timeline. I'm still gonna add 2 weeks and say Thanksgiving because you need a little bit of ramp up period. But he does feel pretty comfortable. Like I think he's going to be fine. Anthony Simons, if this was a regular season game, he would play. I've already seen like a million people text or DM or tweet or reply to comments on YouTube about, do you think the Blazers are shopping him? No. If they were going to shop him, they would have shopped him this summer. They had those discussions.
Preseason's when we're going to do it.
Yeah. Ant rolled his freaking ankle. And I don't know if you've noticed, Scoot Henderson has been awful. So that doesn't help them.
It's not good.
So, to be blunt, Scoot was horrendous in Seattle. There was not a redemptive thing about that game. He was sloppy with the ball. His finishing was awful. His decision-making was awful. He didn't have a plan when he drove to the rim, and his confidence was crap. It was rough.
Boy.
It was. I mean, it looked like the beginning of last season. It looked just like that.
That's what Blazer fans want to hear.
No, I mean, it was bad.
How was it last night, though?
That was the thing, is you did see the switch flip a little bit yesterday afternoon against the Kings, where in the second quarter, he did most of his damage. I think he had 11 points, five assists, and got in the open court and looked significantly more confident. He has a much cleaner game, 7 assists, 1 turnover. The assist-to-turnover ratio wasn't underwater. Donovan Klingon, game one, solid. Game two, much better, very much like summer league. He played, I believe, about 18 minutes in both games. That's about as much as he can play right now. He was gassed at the end of both, and it's just
adrenaline.
7'3", 290.
Moving up and down the floor. It's tough.
It's going to take him a little while.
Double-double in 18 minutes, though, is not bad.
Productive. He's going to be a per 36 monster. Tumani. Bro. Tumani's a dude. Tumani's a dude. Tumani's a dude. Like, talking to other players on other teams and talking to coaches and talking to the front office and talking to players on the Blazers. Tumani. Tumani is like...
I love to hear that. I love to hear that.
I think I have settled on, while Shaden is hurt, I would rather Scoot come off the bench and they start a massive lineup and they go Ant, 2, Denny, JG, DA. I think I want 2 to start the 2.
Let's go.
I think that's
Let's
what I go. Want to see. He's, all right. His confidence, his understanding, knowing what his role is, what he needs to do. I said this on the podcast.
Defensive
last night.
Presence, man.
Yeah. He knows color inside the lines. Color inside the lines. Now, every now and then, you can step out. Try a little something. Have a little bit of, that's what the season's going to be. But he knows who he is and his confidence and the minor tweaks to his shot. He is a guy who you could say would, at worst, be the eighth man on basically every roster in the league. At worst. And like, I don't think he's like this dyed-in-the-wool, you have to have him as a starter kind of guy right now. Maybe he does that in this season. But he's a very good rotation player, and for getting him for what they did as the thing that they definitely won in that trade, hell of a move. And I think 2 is going to do some good stuff this year.
All right. So, I love to hear that. I love to hear it.
The Blazers play again on Wednesday against the German team, Ulm. And they'll have 2 lottery picks on their team, potential lottery picks, and Ben Seroff and Noah Sengue.
And then we all get to see him on TV.
On TV debut on the K2 family of networks on Friday.
Okay.
So, and that'll be a cool little thing, and you know, we'll walk you through that and what that's going to be like. And there's going to be, I'll just tell you now, there's going to be little hiccups here or there between now and New Year's when they flip everything over to the Rip City Television Network, but we'll kind of guide you through there. Coming up next, though, we have all of the NFL to get into, and we'll find some way to talk some more college football. If not today, then tomorrow. We'll get to that more. It can be around Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.